Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and today we have with us Linda Morris. You couldn't be further than the two of us are. Right? I guess if I was in, like, Blaine, Washington, and you being in Miami, Florida, that would be a little further. But Portland, Oregon to Miami, that's pretty far. I mean...
It is. Yeah, I'm even further away than I normally am because I'm another 4.5 hours south.
And Linda, for those who have never heard your story, I want you to share that because you were flying. That was the way of life for you as an occupation, as a flight attendant for Trans World Airlines, one of my favorites that Stacy and I created so many memories on before they went under or sold out or whatever the case may be. But the premise of today's call is really going to be, and this is kind of what I want the focal point to be, because when I think of Linda Morris, I think of the lives of people and your own that you have helped revolutionize utilizing NECAN's weight management program. Even before we called it that, it's not a weight loss program, and the irony was that this Vital Balance was created for memory function to keep it at its 100% of capability, which is exactly what it does. And the byproduct, as Roger Drummer said years ago, the byproduct of that is we get to maintain weight. Before we jump into that, though, for people who don't know your story, they've never heard you, take us back to how you got introduced to NECAN.
Absolutely. I am somebody from about the age of 12 that had horrible headaches, constant pounding and pressure in my head. My neck always felt like it was in a vice, kind of like an ice pick going through your eye and out the back base of your head and your neck. And it was just horrible, actually. I had an abundance of allergies, and I had gone to 17 different types of doctors and practitioners, traditional, non-traditional. I would try anything. And I was on an abundance of medical medications that didn't work. And you know what? I am probably really lucky to be alive, because when you try one thing, and I now know what these drugs really do to the body, it's scary, but, you know, so you take some heavy-duty pain medication, that doesn't work, so let's try this one, and let's try this one, you know, all within probably an hour, and because you're just desperate to get out of that agony, and it didn't work. You know, if anything, it just made my stomach more nauseous, and it was horrible. And I actually first saw the NECAN MagDuel, the magnetic rolling balls, on a flight with a passenger was playing with them. And I asked about it, and he actually showed me, rolled them on my neck and my shoulders, and he said, oh, if you just use those rollers wherever you're hurting, it'll get you out of that agony. And I did not believe him at all. I'm like, that is absurd. I don't believe you. But I don't think I told him that. But then he showed me, I'm sure I didn't tell him that. And then he pulled out the magnetic insoles and showed me these. And he said, you put these in your shoes, your feet and your legs won't get tired and they won't hurt. I'm like, really? I'd like a pair of those. Do you have a pair? No, but you can call me. Actually, I asked for my number, and I never gave out my phone number on an airplane. So he gave me his number, and, you know, I did call it. I think he was in Philadelphia, and it went to voicemail, like, eh. So that number one went away. And I actually ran into NECAN 2 times before I actually, okay, I'll try that. And the MagDuel equivalent is the first product I bought. And even then, I had that 2 weeks before I used it long enough to have a chance to do anything. You know, I was told to use, roll it on my head, my neck, and my shoulders, wherever I was hurting. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it. It's not working for me. But then I have a chronic problem. I've had that agony for 22 years. So...
And you know,
although I wanted to release,
I can't help but think, because anytime we travel, whether by land or by sea, but especially by plane, we are, especially by plane, 30, 35,000 feet, we have no direct contact with the magnetic field of the Earth. And that had to aggravate your condition I mean,
it did not help, you know. I mean, I even tried everything on the airplane. I'd even, they'd say, oh, go to the cockpit, get on pure oxygen. And, you know, they'd just go and, you know, I'd go up there, and but they did nothing either. So, I mean, I tried everything. I wrote biofeedback, special diets. I even had allergy testing, cut out every substance that I was allergic to for an entire year, and only drank water. And I still had headaches every day. And I'm like, come on, what else? There's got to be something. It's, you know, the top neurologist in Los Angeles, oh, no, we can't help you. We'll just keep putting you on different drugs. And it was so frustrating. And you see all these articles on the walls about all the people they helped with these horrible headaches. And like, well, why not me? And then this acupuncturist that actually introduced me to Nutan, she told me my first magnetic product. And one day, acupuncture would break the cycle. So I'd be like in excruciating agony where you couldn't stand light, you were nauseous, and you just didn't want to move your head. But you have to, because that's life. And you got to keep going. You can't just suffer in a spot. You know, you got to keep moving. And I called her one day because I was getting ready to leave for a five-day trip, and I commuted from St. Petersburg, Florida to St. Louis to go to work. And I hated leaving for 5 days, starting off feeling that bad. And I knew acupuncture breaks the cycle, so it would start over again, but I'd have one day of feeling good, and then it'd start over. And I called her, and she said, well, I'm booked today. I'm like, yeah, you got to get me in. Can't you get me in? It's like, okay, but you got to make a deal with me. I want you to roll that magula on your head, your neck, and your shoulders, everywhere you can reach, and do not stop rolling it until you get to my office. You have to agree to that. So I did. And fortunately, she was about 20, 25 minutes away with traffic, and I'm just rolling it on my head, my neck, and my shoulders on the interstate, really probably trying to prove her wrong that I would do some work on me. And by the time I got to her office, my head felt euphoric for the first time in my life. High on life feeling, like, oh, what is this and what else do you have? And that's when that night, she introduced me to Barbara Bertucci. And Barbara asked me, well, how would you like to prevent the headaches? I'm like, well, yeah. And she's like, we need a sleep system. The mattress proper, the comforter, and pillow was all free vital energies. It's the only place the body repairs is in deep quality sleep. I didn't have a problem sleeping, as light as if you can sleep anywhere at any time because you're exhausted. But I wanted that body to repair. And because of her success with her back issue and these products, she transferred that hope to me for what if. And it's worked on 30 million other people. There's no reason why you won't work on you. You just have to get it, use it, and stick with it. Even if you might feel a little worse before you feel better, just, you know, on the other side, Linda, is the possibility of feeling good. Do you want that? Yes, I want that. And she was right. I ordered the king-size sleep system, the insoles, things for my neck, the sleep mask equivalent. And she told me you needed to have daytime products so your body can maintain that good energy. Otherwise, you have to start all over again when you go to bed. So the insoles for the shoes. Now I wear the bracelet, the necklace, the sleep mask. I'm in Miami right now. I have my travel pad. I have my Nutan cocoon. I have the sleep mask here, a pillow. I have my water bottle. You know, it's a lifestyle.
You know, and that's Linda, that's one of the neatest things. I'm forced to remember something that Herb Rapp, in his book, one of our colleagues in Nutan, his book, Fit to Win, he talks about specifically what many, many authors and many experts in this field, magnetic deficiency syndrome. And I had breakfast with a gentleman that actually Stacey and I are going to be working with in a few years in Kenya, and he'd never heard of Nutan. And so I said, look, this is my gift to you. And immediately started thinking of somebody else, his wife, who said, well, these are great, man, thank you. But I thought, this is exactly how fun and simple this is to share with people, because 91% of people get introduced to Nutan because of the products. And you're a perfect example of dealing with something all your life. And all of a sudden, can it be that easy? Well, yeah, it can, especially if We're in an environment, and you can look at your own home. It should be a place of security and a place of refreshment. But if we're not sleeping well, or if, you know, I mean, there's so many different factors we don't think, and people are spending I even talked to a gentleman a few weeks ago, $6,000 on a mattress, and I just looked right at him and I said, "Hey, Keith, sorry to say, but what you really need," and I said the same thing that Barbara said to you, "What you really need," and he looked at me and he's not going to happen for him, unfortunately, because he's in that mode. But Linda, for you, being a former flight attendant, one that you're always on display, and I think of flight attendants, and most of my memories of jet-setting around the globe, they're always wonderful individuals, male or female, makes no difference, but it's kind of like the Marriott Corporation. We don't train our people to be nice, we hire nice people, and I think of flight attendants that way, but I can't imagine what you must have been going through with this agony. That being said, the focal point of today, I want to jump into this, maintaining this temple, because it's not a tent, this physical body we have, and keeping it in the ideal weight that it should be. And I've had people over the years say, "Vance, why do you fixate on weight?" Well, part of the reason is we in the U.S. and Canada is catching up to us really rapidly. We're not doing this. I saw a billboard yesterday for Planet Fitness. I don't know if that's a nationwide gym, but we have it here in the
It country. Is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big billboard, $10 a month, and the biggest words, even bigger than the logo for the company, "No commitment." And I said to my nephew as we drove by it, I said, "Of course there's no commitment. They don't want you to commit to it. They just want your $10 a month, and they know that their underlying bottom line financial gain is we get enough people hooked into this, whether they use the facility or not. They're not going to make a commitment anyways, and that's what's so apropos. And here we are in the second quarter of the year. Most of the gyms have cleared out because that's something that people think, "Well, if I just join the gym." No. You, Linda, have taught me, along with several other people, the simplicity of what we put in our mouth from the second we wake up, and focusing in on something so simple. Water is the big one, half our body weight in ounces of water, and then the second one, and I learned this from you, and it just accelerated not only my ability to aggressively get control of my weight, which was out of control, but just every single day, that focal point of, okay, now my mind has got what it needs. It has the cells in my mind, my brain, have the protein that it needs. We get that from the Vital Balance, or what I like to say, other easily digestible proteins. Steak for breakfast. It's not easily digestible. Sorry, folks. And a big slab of ham. It's not easily digestible. But the Kenzen Vital Balance, you know, with pea protein. Oh, my goodness. It's just... So your formula, again, it's not your formula, but half your body weight, and folks, if you're listening, half your body weight, and I guess before we go to
that, grams of protein, yeah.
I'm mm-hmm. getting a text saying we did not finish. We didn't finish your story of the amazing results you had with the products. Obviously.
Oh, okay. 4 nights on the sleep system. The mattress topper, the comforter, the pillow, and Barbara had to coach me through the pillow because I threw it on the floor the first night. I'm like, can't sleep on that. Of course, I had 7 other pillows in the closet I couldn't sleep on either. She's like, "Linda, you've suffered for 22 years. What's another 7 to 10 nights of agony after 22 years? You have to commit and stick with it and drink at least 2 extra glasses of water a day to help sure your body's doing its job." And the first 3 mornings, I did wake up with a raging, horrible headache. And it's like, good, it's working. She called me every day. That was key. She coached me. I needed that hand holding, I guess you'd say. So the fourth morning I woke up and my head was clear, my neck and shoulders relaxed. I woke up before the alarm clock, and that was 22 years ago in January. So she totally changed my life. She's an amazing coach. And I've now right now, I've actually prevented headaches and felt good and been more vibrant. And I love my life now more than I lived in agony. So this is a cool year for me.
Well, hopefully that finished your story as far as what the products, what they did for you, because you're living that life that I heard this quote years and years ago, that the life that we create should be one that we never have to take a vacation from.
Yeah, and actually a very good friend of mine, he's a surgeon, asked me 2 days ago, because I'm at this 4 a.m. anti-aging medical conference, and he's like, do you believe in that? And I looked at him and said, you know what? There are components. It's not a pill. It's not an injection. Well, okay, there's a lot of good stuff on the market. But what I think most of it is an attitude, and that you are actively addressing staying well. You're actively involved. You're not just waiting for some doctor to do something. And yet every day, I do walk my talk. And I think that people can see that I'm authentic and I'm credible because I do walk my talk. You can ask any of my friends that have ever roomed with me, whether it's on a cruise or a hotel, that, yeah, Linda has her stuff. And, you know, I do walk my talk. So, you know, I got up this morning. I had my Pi-Mag water. I took my lactoferrin right away because I'm around a lot of people. I made my KBB in the blender cup that you can have. I didn't bring the shower filter. I'm only here a couple days, but if I was on a cruise, I would have that shower filter with me. So I am actively taking steps to be healthy. I went out and I walked on the beach right with my feet right in the Atlantic Ocean for 40 minutes. So I'm moving it also. I read and I listen to positive, uplifting things. I surround my life with amazing, wonderful friends. And that is what keeps us anti-aging, living in a wellness home and actively pursuing our wellness is what keeps us, that's what makes a huge difference. Because I see women that are younger than me that look 10 years older than me. And it's like, huh. And it's like, okay, because they don't know and they haven't taken the time to learn. But you know what? You can start that path any day.
Well, you can start it right now. I mean, that's the beauty of it.
Exactly.
But it does, unlike Planet Fitness, it does take commitment. And that's what I want to hammer in on this before we run out of time, because you've got an active day and there's lots of stuff happening, and my 8-year-old, this is terrible, one of the worst things a father can ever hear or a parent. She woke up this morning and comes down the stairs as I'm sitting there reading, and she says, and this is going to kill you, and I know everybody's going to hear it, say, Vance, what did you do? She said, Daddy, it's been a long time since I've seen you. And what she meant to say was, I didn't get to see you at all yesterday. I was out the door before she woke up, and I didn't get home until 10 o'clock at night. And it's a long story why, but I've had a couple days like that the last few months, and it was, you know, pre-planned. Had a gig over an hour away, and it's just the way it worked out. But it's like, and I looked right at it, and I said, you know, Annie, well, today I'm home all day, so I get to be with you all day, and tomorrow as well. And she said, oh, Daddy, that's not going to work, because I have gymnastics this morning. And I may go back to open gym tonight. I'm going, who raises kids like, oh, that's right, she's mine. But half your body weight in ounces of water per day.
Or more,
exactly. Depending, that's just for to maintain hydration. And in the fire industry, one of the things I learned that, especially as a career firefighter, and I'm not, I'm a volunteer, but and I learned this from the nurses up at Oregon Health Science University. The best way to tell if you're hydrated, it's really simple. It may be crass for some of us, maybe too much information, but the bottom line, this is what they do in the medical industry, is if your urine is clear, you're hydrated. It's pretty simple. It's really simple. And so that takes care of that. And especially when you're drinking the wonderful Pi-Mag water that we have, it takes care of that. Now, when it comes to, and again, this is where I learned so much from you, and it was a tipping point for me, as one who was carrying extra weight and had for years, people said, oh, Vance, you never carried any extra weight. You looked healthy. The scale said otherwise. Okay, so you can, you know, people can say whatever they want. But for me, I found my driver's license, and this will be posted on Saturday AM Live, so if you're catching this via recording, you'll see it. I found my first driver's license from 1985. And the two numbers that I asphyxiated on when I found it in the drawer of my desk were my height, and my height hadn't changed, and my weight back then as a junior in high school. And it said 135. And I looked at that and I thought, oh, goodness. And at the time, I was like 170, 172. And I thought, if my height hasn't changed, why should those other three numbers? And we as Americans, we are awesome at justifying. Well, that's because, and we have this list of excuses that's a mile long, and we don't have to make the commitment, as Planet Fitness tells us. We don't have to change. We just continue to carry it, and every pound that we carry is 4 pounds more extra pressure on our joints and our those parts of our body that are our ankles, our knees, our hips, 4 pounds extra of pressure. And then it's 7 miles extra of veins. And that's a killer, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, people don't hear that. It's like for every extra 7 miles, your heart has to pump. For every extra pound, your heart is having to pump 7 additional miles per heartbeat. That's 60 beats a minute. 10 extra pounds, that's 70 more miles. So, you know, that's when you look at obesity and why people have heart attacks. And you're 100 pounds overweight, that's an extra 700 miles that heart is beating. And you know what? My hiring rate at TWY course, that was in uniform and shoes. The first interview when you go, well, back in the day, with an airline was they measure you to see how high you are and your weight. And if you weren't in within that range, you didn't even get interviewed.
Do you know if that still works today, or because of all the political
pressure? They still will have all the minimum height and maximum height because of duty. Because duty actually on airplane is safety; it's not to feed people, as you all know. But they have relaxed it. Like they've raised it. There was lawsuits where they raised how much you could weigh, and you know, women would get medical excuses why they needed to weigh that much. I saw it all the time. But you know what? Your body, to be at its optimum best, I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. And actually, I had that wonderful test that you have to have over age 50. And the doctor said, well, you're actually a little low in your weight. I said, I am not. He's like, well, yeah, you're really not. But you look thinner. I'm like, but I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. And then he went to the guy, and he's like, your chart is so... There's like, you've had nothing done. I'm like, well, yes, I'm a wellness consultant. And then I heard him go to the guy next to him, oh, now you have a nice, healthy chart here. Yeah, that guy's had 4 heart attacks. I mean, come on. So, you know, our program is so good for you. It is so healthy. That the vital balance meal replacement is a perfect meal. Yes, you need to have fresh vegetables, and later in the day, berries, you can have some berries. But if you are really wanting to release weight, to give your heart a break, to get your clothes to fit, that's usually my motivation. If I like when my clothes fit and I can go put on anything I want in my closet. That's people, I'm like, I want to lose 2 pounds because I want all my clothes. Oh, you don't need to. I'm like, you know, it doesn't matter other people's judgments. In fact, you tell them, you know, if I really want your opinion, I will ask you, thank you. But our KVD, it's a perfect meal. And some days when I am wanting to just drop a pound, like if I'm here at this medical conference and there's different food available that I normally eat. I cut out on this eating plan. If you want to lose weight, you want to have less than 30 grams of carbohydrates a day. And there's an abundance of vegetables you can have. You will not be hungry. There's a complete list on my website, vitalenergytips.com. vitalenergytips.com. It's that easy. I have a recording of the eating plan. I have the actual sheet that shows what you can eat. And at first you're like, well, I don't know what I'm going to eat. Well, you need, first of all, you need to take your body weight. So say you weigh 150 pounds. That means you need 75 grams of protein a day or more, not less, but or more. You also need at least 75 ounces of water a day or more. Just for your body to function, you need that much. And you want to have really less than 30 grams of carbohydrates. Now, if you have a blood sugar issue, you might need a little bit more. It could be 45 to 60 grams of carbs. So that's something to discuss with your healthcare practitioner. These are just guidelines, and this is actually a doctor's plan that I just brought to meet him. You know, it's a doctor's plan. Actually, my doctor showed me. And I used this plan, and I lost about 15 pounds. And I've kept it off now for, I don't even know how many years.
Well,
7 years.
And Linda, I don't want to correct you in the way you just said that, but earlier you used the word release, or released.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a comment I got from a lot of people when I went from 182 to now what I weighed in high school. Okay, when I graduated from high school back in 1986, and now we are, you know, what is that, 32 years later, and I weigh the same as what I weighed back then. Again, my height hasn't changed. But I never looked at the fact of, oh, I've got to lose weight or I want to lose weight, you know, because when I lose my keys, which I have before, when you lose your glasses, when you lose something, your phone, that's a key commodity in most Americans' life, or any, you immediately go out and find it. And we've
yes.
got to change that mindset, and I love the way you use that word, release, or shed, or donate, or drop, whatever, flush. And that's why it's so imperative that the water is so crucial, because we don't drink enough water, and that's why the waterfall is such a perfect solution. But I also want to focus on the fact that just a few days ago, we became aware of this list of 50 different companies in the network marketing industry that produce shakes for weight management or whatever the case may be, but none of them ever focus on the mind and getting the good, easily digestible protein into the brain first thing of the day, within an hour of when we wake up, and sometimes I don't make that happen, but when I do, it is alarming what takes place when we focus on that. And Linda, I cheat on a regular basis, and my wife Stacy tells people that I have worms. And I always say, well, where were those worms a few years ago when the scale said 182? Where were those worms? Or people always say to me now, oh, you must have high metabolism. Well, I wasn't born with it, because I always kind of felt pudgy in high school, even though the weight was the same. But I never felt trim like I do now. So how did I create that high metabolism? Well, I'll tell you how I did it. I half my body weight in grams of protein.
You have a plan.
Yeah, and the way I cheat, and here's if you're listening and you want to know how to cheat, utilizing the Vital Balance to get to that number that Linda's talking about, half your body weight in grams of protein. This is how I cheat. It's so easy and fun. Chia seeds, flax seeds, hemp seed hearts, or peanut butter powder. Those four items, again, chia seeds, flax seeds, hemp seed hearts, and peanut butter, organic peanut butter powder. These are things you can throw in the same scoop that comes with the KVB. That's almost about right at close 2 tablespoons. And 2 tablespoons of all those things I just mentioned, again, chia seeds, flax seeds, ground or whole, doesn't make any difference.
And unsweetened coconut milk, because it makes it thicker and richer and yummier.
Exactly. Or almond milk. Or, yeah, it's so easy. But I did this the other day, and it's super simple. 2 days ago, I had a shake that was exactly 30 grams of protein. So that's three scoops.
I didn't even use three scoops.
I just dumped, what did I dump?
Oh, okay.
I used the chocolate, 2 scoops. And then I used a scoop of organic peanut butter powder. So I got the Reese's, you know, peanut butter shake going on a little bit. And I just used water. I didn't have any coconut milk or almond milk. And then I dumped chia seeds in as well. So each one
but
of those...
But you could do, I mean, just, you know, some people are like, it doesn't fill me up. Well, do 2 cups of unsweetened coconut milk, not one. And you could put 3 scoops in.
Absolutely.
Of PBD, and that gives you 30 grams of protein. And I've had a number of men that have said, oh.
Yeah,
wow,
so simple.
I am not hungry anymore.
Yeah, so simple. And, you know, I think the thing for me was later in the day, what I had for lunch was a Brussels sprout salad. I love these salads that you can pick up on the go or make your own, make them up, you know, in advance. Brussels sprouts loaded with protein.
Well, yeah, they're a little bit on the not every, only twice a week list on that plan, though.
Right, no, I know. I understand. But the amount of protein that I had, and I looked at the list, and it was 23 grams of protein that were in the salad, and the carbs were not very high at all, and I don't know how they did it. But anyways, my point is this, Linda, is that this plan does work. It works for everybody.
It does.
And it's
simple. And it is super Siaga. I mean, it's so concentrated, you literally can have half of an ounce. And I'll sometimes put that in my shake just for that. More of that berry flavor. And people have asked, so why is the new Super Siaga have more carbs than the old one? Okay, so the guidelines have now changed in the government. They originally did not have to tell you how many carbs was from fruit. And that also means some companies still are not telling you because they haven't made a new label. How many grams of carbs is from fruit? Because, well, I asked Kurt Foley about that, so that's why I know that. So They did have to put a little bit of the, whatever ingredient is, the agave syrup in because all of those fruits so concentrated is bitter. So they had to put a little in, which I guess they put a little in the previous, but it is just so good for your brain, that Super Siaga. So that's another thing, but because it's so concentrated, you literally could only put half an ounce in.
Right, and I think, you know, for me, because I'm always one that I've been accused of this, of being frugal. Other people use different words. But that's where, again, take a look. If you haven't seen that list of 50 companies that produce shakes and where Neekin falls, we're in the top 10, and we're not in the bottom 10. And some known companies, it's shocking when you see why they're in the very bottom. And then you look at the price, and that's the thing. We don't have any competition when you look at our ingredients for the price and what we're getting. It's real food, 80% organic, and it's absolutely...
Our purpose.
Yes.
Our purpose is it's 30% of our KVD is for cognitive function. 30% of each meal is to help with cognitive function.
And
with
that's the big thing. I'm gonna stop talking Linda, do you have time to take a question or two?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, if you got a question, hit *6 on your phone, and while you're doing that, and please make it pertaining to what we're talking about. That's all I ask. But the other day I was with my nephew and he had a raging headache all day. And before lunch or right after lunch, I can't remember, I looked right at him and I said, "Hey, what did you eat for breakfast, or did you eat breakfast?" We started the day at 6 a.m. because we had to drive an hour. It was a repeat of yesterday. But he said, "Well, I had a bagel." And I said, "What'd you have on the bagel?" That's all he had. And he said, that butter substitute thing. I said, "Hayden, you had absolutely zero protein." I mean, come on, really? So I sat there and gave him a lecture, as only a good, caring uncle could give, and explained exactly what you reminded us of, and you taught us that it really does. It's half your body weight in grams of protein. And you could see the wheels turning in his brain because he's going, "Okay, Uncle Vance, this makes sense. I think I'm getting it."
I mean, they even have tuna packets. You can buy already peeled hard-boiled eggs. Yeah, you need to be prepared. You can chop up a bunch of vegetables. I like to make salads out of the Napa cabbage because it lasts longer. I don't like making salads every day, but even those salad packs are so easy. I mean, you can add tuna salad, egg salad, chicken salad, whatever you want to get your protein in there. And a lot of times I just use like a tuna salad. That's my dressing. So
which I've done that before too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you
you can make soup. I make butternut squash soup. I have some recipes on the website, my vitalenergytips.com website. I have some recipes there. I make a beef pot of soup. You can have chicken in it, beef. You can add it later. And that way you have quick food, because if you're not prepared, that's where you fall off the wagon.
Yeah, and if you're... And I had that happen to me a few weeks ago when I guess it was just only two weeks ago. Well, I was in Mexico, and every day for breakfast we had something really healthy and wonderful cooks, and but one day they just did cold cereal. And it was so awesome, Linda, to watch. I mean, this is the warped mind that Vance has. It was so awesome to watch by 10:30, 11-ish, the whole team, this is a work team we're part of, the whole team was dragging. Because none of us had really any Cheerios, okay? There's no protein. there was no eggs. There was no, and I didn't take the KVB with me because I'm part of a team, and I don't want to, you know, I can take one for the Gipper and suffer a little bit, and it was not. But every day we started the day with protein, except for that one day, and it was amazing to see, and that's exactly what happened with my nephew the other day. But I heard someone clear their throat. Question.
And yet, one more point. So this eating plan, you can make it for 7 days at a time. So you're not looking at 7 months, 7 days. And actually helping to curb your sugar cravings usually happens about day four. The first 3 days are the worst. But if you can get through 7 days and you look and see where you're at, like, wow, this is working. I'm feeling better. I lost this. A few pounds that just kind of left me. Then you recommit to another 7 days. And that's how people get there. You can do anything for 7 days, and you have four times the success if you have a buddy. So pick a friend, commit to each other, because you're more likely to commit to somebody else than you are yourself, which is sad but true. Okay, go ahead. Somebody have a question?
Yeah, and before that question is asked, one of the greatest, and I tell people this probably weekly, and I put a call into her the other day, and I'm hoping that she'll share her story in great detail on how she used this. Dr. Heather Locks, correct me if I'm wrong, Linda, was it 80 pounds in 6 months that she donated, that she released?
It was 85 pounds in, it was 8 months.
8 months,
and
okay.
And she actually did it with her doctor, and all of her numbers improved. And, I mean, we had a Las Vegas Sneaking Convention, and she was just a whole new person. Her whole life changed. Her former photo looked like a mother or grandmother, and the new photo looked like a vibrant, happy, healthy woman that had a whole new lease on life. And her knees quit hurting, or her hips. It just, you know, by releasing 85 pounds, that's a lot of stress on the body that she released.
And that's
and
a lot of...
she became a whole new person.
That's a lot of toxicity, too, trapped in there.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So,
yep.
Question.
Linda, can you explain once more about the miles and the what you were talking about, the miles and the heartbeat? I wasn't following that really well.
Okay, yes. In her breath book, he actually talked about that. But for every extra pound that your body holds, your body creates 7 additional miles of blood vessels to carry and pump that blood.
Okay, that's more clear.
Okay, and for every extra pound that you carry, there's an additional 4 pounds of load on the knees for every step you take.
And our hearts don't get bigger as we put more weight on our bodies. So that same little engine that, you know, I think I can, it does that until we have a heart attack, and then it says, well, I thought I could.
And it's like, come on, give me a break. Yeah.
and that's why it's a number one killer. And it's in the fire industry. Heart attack. It's the number one killer. And when I read when I read the line of duty deaths of people, the majority of them, it's because of a heart attack. And most of them, it's not while they're putting out a fire or helping on a car accident scene. It's on the way to the station or on the way home.
Look at all that extra gear that a fireman carries, too.
Yep.
So in addition to having extra weight, then you have an extra, 70-some pounds or whatever of fire gear.
Yep.
oxygen you're hearing, too.
And regardless of the occupation, regardless of what people are doing, if we can be honest, if we're carrying extra weight, we're carrying extra responsibility and extra workload on our heart. And the facts are out there, and you watch TV just for a couple hours, and you'll see the commercials for every type of drug, and that they're just Band-Aids. It's not a commitment. But this is such a simple fix.
And so the thought just came to me, what happens to all those blood vessels after you get rid of the weight? Where do they go, or do they just stay there, and what do they do?
It's called homeostasis. Your body is designed to work and heal itself, and if it no longer needs those, it just absorbs, just absorbs and reabsorbs.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
The body knows what to do with what it has.
Okay.
I think they just tighten back up, Nancy, and it's an excellent question, because that's another excuse I've had people make for me. They say, well, Vance, today, like what you and your brother are doing, you talk about that with, working on roofs and doing all these extracurricular things. I did those things 10, 12 years ago when I pigged out at 182. You ought to see some of the projects I did on our own property here. I mean, give me a break. I still weigh way more than I do.
I think we have time for one more question, then I'm going to have to
stop. Exactly. Anyone else? I'm going to take that as a no. Dead air.
Perfect.
Okay. Hey, well, look again, vitalenergytips.com. That's Linda's website. And Linda, you do two calls a week still, correct?
The two Nikan Live Zoom. And so we use the line that Nikan created, and it's Wednesday morning Eastern Time, 8:30 to 9 a.m. Wednesday's information call, generally we're talking about a specific Nikan product, the benefits, or an ingredient throughout the whole Nikan line. And then Friday is what we call Brainstorm Friday. And it was designed to brainstorm anybody new to the eating plan or needing assistance or tweaking. And that's also 8:30 to 9 on Friday morning, also on the Nikan Live Zoom line.
And the phone number is on the website, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so again, Vital Energy Tips. V-I-T-A-L, energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, tips, T-I-P-S, plural, .com, vitalenergytips.com. Make it super simple on yourself. It's all there. And again, this is, and Linda, I specifically waited till this time of year because so many of us focus in on, oh, this is the year. This is, and then it's the number
today
one.
Today is the day.
Yeah,
today.
We can do it today, middle of April, 2018, as we go blast into the summer. It's very, very simple. And again, the vital balance is what I've found anyways, for the price, for the ease of access, the ease of use, what the body wants, and it's so much fun and exciting. It's so fun, so exciting to see it.
And it's food. So one more point is on auto ship, it's what? $65, something like that, $67, I don't recall right at this moment, for 30 meals. So you are not spending more at the grocery store. You're replacing money that you're spending at the Whole Foods store for organic food at Nikan. So if you're doing one shake a day, you need one container. If you're doing two shakes a day, which is the best way to get started, then you're ordering two shakes a month on auto ship. And it is your fuel, it's your food, it's the perfect meal, and it's the perfect, it's the base for being healthy.
It is. And again, it's, and I would argue with people say, well, 30, blah, blah, blah. No, actually, if you want to be anal like Vance has in the past with my daughters, because we were curious, there's actually, you can get, if you're just doing two scoops, you can get 40.
Really?
40 servings. Yeah, I know the label's off. Level scoop.
Awesome. Don't tell them.
don't. Please, nobody tell Nikan because they'll put less in it. But we've done that time and time and time again, and it's wonderful to be able to do that. But I like the fact that there is more in there because, like you said, hey, if you want to get more protein and you don't have time to I'll buy all this other stuff, and all these other things. And I don't want to deviate and make it complicated, but the chia seed, the hemp seed hearts, which Dave Johnson and I had a wonderful conversation about that, what it does, those oils that for the brain, the fuel, it's phenomenal. You can get any of those anywhere, and they're very, very easily accessible, and they're easy and fun to use, and it really impacts the flavor and enhances it. But if you don't want to do any of that, just like Linda said, add a third scoop, and you'll still, because there's extra in there. So the cost should not even be the factor, especially when you're taking advantage of the auto ship as a customer. It's really, really fun. So, Linda,
so play and have fun. Take an adventure.
Exactly. So thank you again. All this will be on SaturdayAMLive.com. If you want to share it with somebody, give Steve a bit of time to get it posted up there, and you'll see Linda's beautiful picture, and you'll see a picture of my naked toes on the scale.
Right. Good toes, yeah.
So,
thank you so much, John. Okay.
Have a wonderful day until we talk again.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.